for you. You would be wise to avoid taking it because there is a high probability if you take it at a given dosage or at a dosage that is going to get your brain and body into a state of euphoria, analgesia, and that sort of classic opioid effect, that it's going to become habit-forming or addicting for you. That said, these same medical professionals acknowledged that a fair number of people that they knew managed to get off of the more potent forms of opioids, such as morphine, oxycodone, and so forth, using kratom. And they said, well, if it's a choice between being addicted to morphine and hydrocodone versus taking kratom and addicted to those substances, and kratom somehow allowed them to taper off of those substances, that they would look more favorably upon kratom if and only if they would also commit to progressively lowering their dose of kratom and eventually coming off of kratom. So the general takeaway from all of that is, if you can avoid taking kratom, meaning if you haven't taken it already, don't. And that reminds me of a very important point, which a guest on the Huberman Lab podcast, Dr. Robert Mrlanka, who's a MD and PhD, he's my colleague at Stanford School of Medicine, he's a world expert on the mechanisms underlying addiction and dopamine and drug reinforcement, among many other things. What he said on the podcast is absolutely true, which is that it is impossible to get addicted to a substance that you've never consumed. That might seem obvious, but think about that one again. It is impossible to get addicted to a substance that you've never